folks, let's gather them all up. Kin folks, in-laws, all your friends. It's time for Jamming and Joining with JR again, and we're glad you're joining us. Good afternoon, good evening, or good morning, whenever you get a chance to tune us in. I'm J.R. Smith, your host for Jammin' and Join with J.R. on KALP 92.7 FM. And we have some new folks in the studio today. And Donnie Basin's not new, but Mr. Talent Scout, entertainer, booking agent, he spoke very highly of 10,000 Bees. But we couldn't get 10,000 in here, so we have two of them today. And welcome, Bobby, Amy, Bob Rook, and Renee Gummer. Glad to have you folks.
We're glad to be here.
And you haven't been here before, but we told you the drill. We got to pay a bill. Kellogg Food Truck, a Far West Texas legend. Born from the love of food and community, Cowdog is a local favorite. Enjoy unique flavors and styles of hot dogs. As covered by Day Tripper, it's the best hot dog experience for those that love a dash of happiness, community, and all toppings. Open Wednesday through Saturday, 11:30 a.m. to 3 p.m. Located in downtown Alpine. Hooray for happiness of hot dogs. Have you found the great homemade vittles at Rue? Grab-and-go hot specials. They'll smell and look so good, you want to start eating before you leave the parking lot. Fresh and homemade, better than Mama's. Open 11 to 6, Monday through Saturday. 1055 West Avenue E, across from the dollar store going west. Spot the Rue sign on the right with the bright building outside, tables and chairs. 512-217-2437 for curbside pickup.
The main reason to go to Fort Stockton is the new bakery Besitos de Azúcar, and then you can go to Walmart and come back afterwards to take home some more treats. When you make your way to Fort Stockton, Texas, pass the huge roadrunner at the main traffic light headed east. Stop by at Besitos de Azúcar Bakery for some delicious fresh bread and so much more. The menu is amazing with a variety of breakfast and lunch items as well. No added preservatives and baked fresh daily. Besitos de Azúcar at 302 East Dickinson Boulevard. You won't leave starving.
Gift, allpecans.com. Guests coming, entertaining, allpecans.com. Watching the ball game, allpecans.com. Appreciating a customer, allpecans.com. No hassle gift shipping, allpecans.com. Davis Mountain Nut Company, Fort Davis, Texas, 800-895-2101, 432-426-2182. Customers say they're the best in the country. 12 flavors on the coffee table or the counter, allpecans.com. Well, tell you what, we've got a lot of things we can talk about today, but let's start off with some music. What do you want to do first for us?
Well, I think we're going to do a song about us traveling around. We do that a lot here in the States, and we often sit in a motel room talking about well the day and what we experienced.
Okay, is this an original?
This is not an original. It's a beautiful old song, and I've mostly know it by Tom Petty, who made a wonderful version of it. It's a country song. It's called Stories We Could Tell.
All right, well, let's hear it.
I'm talking to myself again, wondering if this traveling is good. Is there something better we'd be doing if we could? And all the stories we could tell. If it all blows up and goes to hell, I can still see us sitting on the bed in some motel, listening to the stories we could tell. Remember that guitar in the museum in Tennessee, and the nameplate on the glass brought back 20 melodies, and the scratches on the face told of all the times he fell, singing every story he could tell. and old stories we could tell. I bet you it still rings like a bell. I wish that we could sit back on the bed in some motel, listening to the stories we could tell.
Alright, tell the stories, huh?
And you're singing for a living neath the brightly colored lights. And if you ever wonder why you ride this carousel, you do it for the stories you can tell. And oh, the stories we can tell. If it all blows up and goes to hell, I can still see us sitting on the bed at some motel, listening to the stories we can tell. Oh, I can still see us sitting on the bed in some motel, listening to the stories we could tell.
Well, Renee, I know your telephone is not from around here, so where is home for Renee Gummer?
Home is a small island outside of Copenhagen in Denmark.
All righty.
I'm a Danish man married to an American woman.
Okay.
A Texan woman, sorry.
First a Texan, then American.
Oh, well, some of those things you have to clear up front a little bit. So how did you two get together?
Well, let's let Amy explain that.
Well, you want the long version or the short version? No. We actually met in a songwriting session in Austin. It was kind of like a blind date for songwriters, basically.
Okay.
We had, Renee was visiting with his band, and I was living in Austin at the time. And we signed up to write a song with each other, and we met, worked on some music. And then my phone rang, and Renee wanted
to marry
me to
you.
Show him around Austin. And he likes to keep saying how I tried to invite all the rest of the band. I kept asking, well, what's the guitar player doing? What's the bass player? And all I can show all you guys around. And, no, just I'm the only one that's free. I'd like to maybe get a cup of coffee and see some of the other guys are busy. So I'm not very good at picking up hints. So I showed him around Austin and had written some songs for some other Danish groups and had a trip planned over there shortly afterwards. And so a couple months later, I was over in Denmark and Renee showed me Denmark and came back for a vacation, and it kept going back and forth until finally, you know, we tied
and
the knot.
As they say, the rest is history.
The rest is history.
Wonderful combination, wonderful story. So we've jawed enough. Let's do a little more jamming.
Got all right.
Maybe
an original. Amy is releasing a new album here next week, and she has written a very, very extremely beautiful song.
Wonderful.
And I think we should.
Okay, yeah.
We should do that.
We definitely need to hear that.
Now, this is called Midnight Blue. Is inspired by love and a lonely heart. And an author named Carson McCullers, who's one of my favorites. So there's a little Carson, there's a little love, there's a little longing. And I would say there's a little Patsy Cline maybe somewhere in here. I hope.
At least. Can't go wrong there.
You can say there's a very, very beautiful voice singing it here. So.
Wonderful.
Wishing things would change, but nothing's new. Tangled up in a quilt of blue. In just a few more hours, I know that you'll be leaving. I hold something deep within my heart.
apart. You work so many hours, I see it and I'm proud. Midnight blue, here alone again. Memories of you wrapped inside the shadows of midnight blue. Best, but am I the only one who feels the stress? Tell me that I'm strong enough, and I'll believe it's true. Midnight blue, here alone again, left with only one thing that I know. Promise that one day you won't go. Midnight blue, here alone again, holding all the memories of you wrapped inside the shadows of midnight blue. Stay holding on to memories of you wrapped inside the shadows of midnight
Somewhere between Denmark and Austin, a name came up, 10,000 Bees. How did that come about?
Looking for a name.
Yes, it is.
And, several reasons, actually. I've, one of them being that whenever you read about a swarm of bees, it's always like 10,000. And thinking about it, 100,000 bees is unrealistic, right?
Yeah.
5,000 bees is a little bit off. Uh-huh. 2,000 bees is, so 10,000 is sort of like the, and it sounds good too.
I mean, Texas.
Yeah,
you can't have 5 or 15.
No. But also there was at the Saturday Night Live show, they had a guy called Jack Handy who had a monologue. He would say words of wisdom sometimes, you know.
Funny words of wisdom. I don't even remember the joke all the way, but it was, you know, something about getting attacked by
if a guy says you know, I don't like you or something, you wish you'd get stung by 10,000 bees, and if he says I kind of don't like you, you say, well, 2,000 bees. If he says I like you, one bee.
Yeah, that's good.
Something like that.
Getting stung is no fun, no matter how many.
No.
Anyway, alrighty. Well, let's have some more music.
All right. Listen to this beautiful Buck Owen song that we're talking about. Right?
Now they're gonna put me in the movies. They're gonna make a big star out of me. We'll make a film about a man that's sad and lonely. All I gotta do is act naturally. Well, I bet you I'm gonna be a big star. Might win an Oscar, you can never tell.
movie's gonna make me a big star. I can play the part so well. I hope you come and see me in the movie. I know you will plainly see. Are the biggest fool ever hit the big time. All I gotta do is act naturally. Make a scene about a man that's sad and lonely. What is he? Begging down upon his bended knees. Now I play the part, I don't need rehearsing. All I gotta do is act naturally. Well, I bet you that I'm gonna be a big star. I win an Oscar, you can never tell. The movie's gonna make me a big star. I can play the part so well. Now I hope you come and see me in the movies. Cause then I know that you will plainly see that the biggest fool ever hit the big time. All I gotta do is act naturally. All I gotta do is act naturally. I say, oh.
Well, Renee, is country music big in Denmark?
Yeah.
Well, yeah, kind
of. In pockets.
It is big in the way that it's a tradition that the music people love. Okay. And there's a lot of square dancing people. Okay. And it's like they kind of adapt all outside things of this tradition. So it's like you see a lot of people dressing up in almost costumes, like Western costumes, way too flashy shirts. I have seen
some square dancing, yeah. And I went to actually a Danish wedding, uh-huh. And part of the activity after the wedding was, you know, of course, cocktail hour, and then everybody's square dance. But nobody really knows how to do it. So you have to imagine someone with a very strong accent yelling out some directions of do-si-do and grab your partner and now twist around. And
sound like they are a fun-loving group.
Oh, yeah.
Oh,
yeah. And it is, but it's getting bigger. We have some fairly good country bands there now. And country music is getting bigger. And I think also...
Well, you have to spread the word about streaming... KLP.
Yeah.
For Jim and John.
Oh, I tell you that now already. I was on a hiking trip to Mallorca last week, and the group of people that was there, I played that radio, the KLP, all the time, and they were, oh man, this is good, this is cool. So
wonderful.
So spread the word.
And as a lot of you know, you can stream us anywhere in the world on BigBenRadio.com. Click on the KALP 92.7 FM icon. 4:05 p.m. Thursday, 8 p.m. Friday, 10:05 a.m. on Saturday, all Central Standard Time. And you can get the podcast on Spotify, Google, all the main podcast venues. And this one will go up at 5 o'clock tomorrow afternoon. So from then on, anybody in the world can listen to 10,000 Bees.
That's
looking forward to that.
And we drove out here, but we got a live show coming.
Got a live show. Yeah. Yes, coming up here in town. We've got to tell folks, An Amigo, very popular right now. And what time is it tomorrow night?
Tomorrow night, okay. Friday night at 7 p.m. We will be playing 10,000 Bees, the both of us.
7 p.m. at Amigo. And where can folks that won't make it there find your music?
Oh,
so
the best,
they can,
yeah.
Get it.
Yeah, the best place is just online on our website, which is 10,000bees.com. It's the number 10,000000bees.com. And then, of course, we're on all the socials and YouTube. We post everything there, all of our shows.
Number 1, 10, and then a comma.
No, it's no just comma. 10000.
Well, I'm glad we got that in there because it might have messed somebody up.
You know, so. I always joke with Renee about us showing up to a show and the billboard being wrong.
Yeah.
And what if it just says 1,000 bees? Or it would be okay if it said 100,000 or a million. But if they drop off a zero, if it's only 1,100 or 10, then we're in trouble.
10 bees. What?
Oh, well, 10,000. We need plenty of chairs, plenty of room on the grandstand and on the bandstand. So let's hear some more music that folks can hear tomorrow night.
All right. Let's, this beautiful, I mean, I love featuring here Amy singing. It's a beautiful song by Patsy Cline.
Okay, Amy, now, when did this music get in your blood?
Oh, well, I was really lucky to have a mom who supported music and the arts, and she started me on the Suzuki violin at the age of 3. and then I went on to sing in choir, and I played in the orchestra, and I picked up the guitar later when I was about 19, and I started to write songs.
What other instruments did you play before then?
Well, the violin, and my voice, and also some piano.
Okay. Yeah. Well, that's quite a musical background, and it has brought you to a wonderful place in your life.
Yeah.
And wonderful quality entertainment that folks, you don't want to miss tomorrow night. Get to Amigo, and also go to 10,000bees.com. And make sure you use plenty of zeros, no commas, no dots, whatever.
Also some bees.
Yes. All righty. Well, music's what we're here for.
Okay. What are you thinking? Yeah.
I think we're going to do another original.
Yeah. Why don't you tell about how you wrote this one?
This one for, I think it's maybe 20, 22 years old. It was from an album I made in solo, my first solo album, I think, back in Denmark. Only released in Denmark, so not a chance anybody knows it. It was just written around a little bit of hope and a little bit of the joy of trying to write something that sounded American folksy.
Okay.
And I always had a light. I always liked the name Angelina. I think it's a beautiful name. It's all I had a little Spanish. I have a thing for those names there. So.
Well, I could be Amelina.
She's Amy Sue, actually.
Bye, Angelina, the skies are pale, my heart is bleeding as I follow in your trail. I won't complain, our time's too short, much too short. Farewell, Angelina, a kingdom lost, the teardrops falling is all the arms I've got. The moon is blushing from a blood-red sky. The clouds will tremble as the winter marches by. Some say love is like a flower in the sun, born to fade, now it blossoms, now it's gone. In springtime it grows up just the same, sowing love but harvesting the pain. Goodbye, Angelina, left all alone. My heart is heavy as I wander home. Did you see me crying? Did you hear the sighs, the lonely sighs? So long, Angelina, I still stand proud. Did you hear the drum roll as I faded out? Goodbye, Angelina, fresh and clean, as my universe is blown to smithereens. Some say love is like a flower in the sun, born to fade, now it blossoms, now it's gone. In springtime it grows up just the same, sowing love, but harvesting the pain. In springtime it grows up just the same, sowing love, but harvesting the pain.
Have to keep coming back. Promise me you'll come back here when you come back to Alpine. I'm sure you're going to have to come back to Alpine after folks get a good listen to the wonderful quality and the beautiful sound that you have brought to Alpine from Denmark and Austin.
Huntsville.
That name gets used in vain a lot around here.
It does. I was actually born and raised in Huntsville, Texas.
Okay.
Yep. And but you know, went to school.
Give
and,
that credit. Yeah.
Yes, of course. But went to school, and then Austin was my stomping grounds for learning how to write songs. I have a funny story about us. The first time I brought Renee to Alpine, we had a gig booked at the Railroad Blues 12 years ago.
Okay.
And his plane was delayed. And I talked the booker at the time into also booking us the following weekend.
Okay.
And when Renee got here and we drove out here, I'd spent a lot of time out here in college, and I was very excited to show him the light and everything, just beautiful.
Sure.
And we go up to Railroad Blues, and they got a nice self-made poster.
Uh-huh.
Oh, yeah.
And...
Well, the thing is, when I was a young man, that was in the 80s, that was when my first album was released, and he found the cover of that, where I looked like somebody from the 80s, like really with weird hair and eye makeup and these shoulder pads you had on.
Okay.
And then a contemporary picture of me.
Yeah, and then it was like, and then he wrote above Amy from Texas. And above me is that not from Texas with capital, which was really okay.
Well, does Texas claim you now?
Well, Amy
did. I
think
so. Claimed him.
Well, that's the most important thing, and that's what counts.
I think he gets bonus points because we were married on a Texas Independence Day. So.
Oh, wonderful! That's great. Well, we had Doug Moreland from. Fort Davis in here the weekend before that, because they always go down and play on Texas Independence Day and get down there in the Texas country where that really gets celebrated wholeheartedly. Lukenbach.
Oh, yeah.
Alrighty. Well, let's have a little more music. Let's squeeze it in here.
All right. Well, we also do songs that are a little bit more happy and a little bit more sing along. And this one is, somebody may notice, I'm very much into Chet Atkins and that playing style there. So that is how I play, and that is how some of our songs come out. I'm sorry to any Bruce Springsteen fans for this,
Hey, little girl, is your daddy home? Did he go and leave you all alone? Got a bad decide. Oh, I'm on fire. Tell me now, baby, is he good to you? Can he do to you the things that I do? Oh no, I can take you high. Oh, I'm on fire.
Don't yell it, honey.
Hoo-hoo.
All right.
Sometimes it's like someone took a knife, baby, at your doll, cut a 6-inch valley through the middle of my soul.
Alright, are you?
At night I wake up with the sheets soaking wet and a freight train running through the middle of my head. Only you can cool my desire. Oh, I'm on fire.
Alright, here you go again.
Woohoo!
Woohoo!
Whoa!
Oh, oh.
Sometimes it's night, baby, edging dull, and cut a 6-inch valley through the middle of my soul. At night I wake up with the sheets soaking wet and a freight train running through the middle of my head. Only you can cool my desire. I'm on fire. Oh, I'm on fire. Oh, I'm on fire.
Oh, yeah. Well, folks, if you don't have some 10,000 Bees music in your collection at your house, you better go online and get it. And let's tell you what, I think we could squeeze in that climax we talked about a little earlier. And what are you going to surprise us with now?
It's going to be a nice big one. Surprise. It's also an original, actually, one we wrote together. And it's about there's also an older connection that is a lot of Danes immigrated to the U.S. in the beginning of this last century. And a lot of them were promised a piece of land in the Midwest, and a lot of them weren't farmers. And a lot of them were contributing to the fact of the Dust Bowl with the wind taking the top layer of
All right.
And we wrote not about the Dust Bowl, but about Danish people immigrating to the U.S. and made up some
and
Dust
threw,
Bowl
we threw some.
We are in the desert, not necessarily the Dust Bowl, but we'll take rain anytime somebody wants to give it to us.
We got this one. Ella May is a reference to a Woody Guthrie posthumously published book, so that's it's a throw out to Woody as well.
Plow the dirt, turn the hay, oh my sweet Ella May. Work as hard to live on this land. When the sun breaks the dawn, we will rise and carry on. My worries disappear with you by my side. Let your head down, hallelujah. Let it fall to my chest. Let it run across the plains in the breeze. We have seen the river flow. We have heard the thunder roll. Let your head down, hallelujah. Let your head down. Sow the seed, reap the hay, let your thoughts fly away to the land we left long ago. Put the tools down and rest, be thankful we are blessed with enough for supper. Let's sit and break bread, let your head down, hallelujah. Let it fall to my chest. Let it run across the plains in the breeze. We have seen the river flow. We have heard the thunder roll. Let your head down, hallelujah. Let your head down on me. Catch the answers in the wind. Open up and let the Spirit in. Let the Spirit in. Mm-hmm. No more toils for today. Oh, my sweet Ella May. Toss your apron aside. Come with me. 'Cause the evening has begun, and the work is never done. You can wait till the morn to greet us in the dawn. Let your head down, hallelujah. Let it fall to my chest. Let it run across the plains in the breeze. We have seen the river flow. We have heard the thunder roll. Let your head down, hallelujah. Let your head down on me. Let your head down, hallelujah. Let your head down on me.
Well, folks, we have certainly enjoyed having 10,000 bees in the studio today. And thank you, Amy. Thank you, Renee. I hope you have a wonderful show tomorrow night. I know it'll be great. I hope everybody gets there and enjoys it. And you've been listening to Jammin' and Join with JR on KALP 92.7 FM. And you can stream us on BigBenRadio.com. Click on the KALP 92.7 FM icon. Stream us 4:05 p.m. Thursday, 8 p.m. Friday, 10:05 a.m. on Saturday, or go to any of the podcast venues, Spotify, Google, Jammin' and Join's what you're looking for. And this one will be on at 5 o'clock tomorrow afternoon. Kids, you promise me you'll come back.
I promise.
All righty.
Thanks for having us.
Thank you very much. Have you found the great homemade vittles at Rue? Grab and go hot specials. They'll smell and look so good, you want to start eating before you leave the parking lot. Fresh and homemade, better than mama's. Open 11 to 6, Monday through Saturday. 1055 West Avenue E, across from the dollar store going west. Spot the Rue sign on the right with the bright building outside, tables and chairs. 512-217-2437 for curbside pickup.
The main reason to go to Fort Stockton is the new bakery Besitos de Azúcar, and then you can go to Walmart and come back afterwards to take home some more treats. When you make your way to Fort Stockton, Texas, pass the huge roadrunner at the main traffic light headed east. Stop by at Besitos de Azúcar Bakery for some delicious fresh bread and so much more. The menu is amazing with a variety of breakfast and lunch items as well. No added preservatives and baked fresh daily. Besitos de Azúcar at 302 East Dickinson Boulevard. You won't leave starving.
Need a gift? AllPecans.com. Guests coming, entertaining? AllPecans.com. Watching the ball game? AllPecans.com. Appreciating a customer? AllPecans.com. No hassle gift shipping? AllPecans.com. Davis Mountain Nut Company, Fort Davis, Texas, 800-895-2101, 432-426-2182. Customers say they're the best in the country. 12 flavors on the coffee table or the counter? AllPecans.com. Kellogg Food Truck, a Far West Texas legend. Born from the love of food and community, Cow Dog is a local favorite. Enjoy unique flavors and styles of hot dogs. As covered by Day Tripper, it's the best hot dog experience for those that love a dash of happiness, community, and all toppings. Open Wednesday through Saturday at 11:30 a.m. to 3 p.m. Located in downtown Alpine. Hooray for happiness of hot dogs.